these criminal cases?
No, they're not.
They're personal injury cases. That has to do with assessing fault when there's an accident. There's nothing to do with this, okay? Sometimes people violate laws and they're not at fault for the accident. You roll through a stop sign and you get rear-ended, it's not your fault. But in any event, is there anything else you want to say? I think I understand your argument.
Yes, sir. May I just cite one county case which is hopeful in this situation?
If it's applicable, sir, what
yes.
is it?
Okay, it's a Riverside County case. I have over 100 precedents here, which I would like to take judicial notice of, if the court may.
No, sir. Just if there's something that you have that's relevant, I'll be happy to listen.
Okay. That's a violation of this section does not, under all circumstances, constitute negligence as a matter of law.
That's negligence. Are you an attorney, sir? You should know the difference between civil cases and. Are you an attorney?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Then, is there anything else you want to say?
One last citation,
okay.
which is was the rule of statute is not a rigid but an elastic one. That is 37 Calop 715, Moxley versus Panama Pacific. And if I may, I would like to resubmit my trial.
No, sir.
Declaration document.
No, sir. I'm not going to.
I thought you had. Okay.
All right. Anything else?
I know
you're. All right. Well, first of all, with regard to your motion for a non-suit, whatever that might be in a traffic case, that's denied. Your accusation that Officer Ostrowski commits perjury, I find, is wrong. He did not. I do believe that the violation occurred, that you were on the wrong side of a double yellow line. You're not allowed to do that pursuant to the code section. You must always drive on the correct side of the roadway. And the fine on this matter will be $100 plus penalty assessment. And there's one other factor I need to ask you. Do you really think you've done nothing wrong? If you really think you've done nothing wrong, I propose to take your driver's license away for about 30 days. Give you plenty of time to study the vehicle code. Because you have spent a lot of time talking about things that have absolutely nothing to do with the charges here. You were on the wrong side of the roadway. You got caught going on the wrong side of the roadway. Do you understand that?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. The fine's $100 plus penalty assessment. That'll be the order.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
I have already paid some.
Whatever you've paid will apply to it. Sure. Just pay the balance. Anna Bao, and there's a civilian witness with this. Are there any other cases with civilian witnesses? I hate to make people that are civilians sit through this. Oh, that's right. What?
You want it? Find
it for me. I'll get it. Okay, I'll get it out next, and maybe we can see if they've got some room in some of the other courtrooms. Which one's that? Oh. I'm refusing. Okay. All right. Good afternoon. This is a charge you're going faster than was safe for the conditions. And
I want to ask a question: is what kind of ticket I have?
For going that you ran into somebody, I believe, so that you were going faster than was safe.
But if I thought that one speeding or something.
That's why it's not speeding. It's going faster than was safe for the conditions.
Another thing is.
Well, wait a minute. Do you want to hear the trial or? Do you want to plead guilty? You want
to
plead guilty? Did you run into somebody else? If you did, explain to me why you were not run.
The floor mat come to under
the floor truck. Mat, okay.
Yeah, the floor mat under brake. I try to brake, I cannot brake, that's all. I'm not speeding.
Okay. Anything. Officer Kim, you may proceed.
Yes, Your Honor, I've been a police officer for 6 years, assigned to traffic enforcement for the last 2 years, which involves collision investigation. On October 13th of 2009 at approximately 8:59 a.m., I was dispatched to a non-